All right, Rebbe, say good morning, good morning. Let us begin. So, Rebbe, we are, Emir Tzashem, continuing today in Parak Yud Ches. We're actually going to finish Parak Yud Ches, Emir Tzashem, today. So we are picking up the Ramchal speaking about, the Ramchal speaking about, again, the Midah of Chasidus. So if you remember again in yesterday's shir, a very, very powerful idea that Ramchal talking to us about the definition of love. And a recognition that what does love mean? Love means a willingness to go above and beyond. So whether that's a love for one's spouse, whether that's a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love manifests itself as a willingness to exceed standards, to exceed expectations. So Ramchal writes, V'hinei, k'mikra hazeh, yikra l'misha'oiv es boro, gamkin ava ne'amenes. So Ramchal says, this same concept of love that we spoke about yesterday, a willingness and a desire to exceed expectations, applies to our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. He says, Kigam hu misuga o'avim, because remember again, the love we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a type of love. Siyena lo amitzos asher tzivuyam galui o'mufursan l'giloi das levad. La'das she'ela inyinahu noter etzon v'chavso yisbarach shemo. So it says, we saw God yesterday. In our relationship with Hashem, so ultimately again there are mitzvos. What are mitzvos? Mitzvos are expressions of divine will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do something. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do something? Because obviously that's important to the Ribono Shel Olam. So therefore a mitzvah is an expression of divine will. An expression is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me, this is important to me, this is what I would like you to do. So what does the chassid do? So the Ramchal says, he says, "Va'az lo yomar daily b'masha amar b'feirush, or after asmi b'masha mutal alai al kolponim." So remember again, on a basic level of relationship. So a person performs mitzvos. Why does a person perform mitzvos? Because again, that's what Hashem asks of me. That's what Hashem commands me, and therefore again, that's what it is that I'm going to do. But on a chassid level, a person who's a chassid says, I'm not just going to go ahead and do that which is an expectation, that which is required of me. Rather, what does a person say? Yomar kivan shekvar matzasi, ra'isi shechavso yisparach shemo no telaze. Now I'll say, this is incredible. That in other words, that once a person goes ahead and says, thank you so much, thank you. So remember, I'll say, let me illustrate this with an example. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us via hafto re'acha kamocha. Okay, so again, remember, various interpretations as to what exactly that means, but let's say again that Lamais on the most basic level, what that means is Hashem wants us to love each other. So now, once I understand that that is an expectation, once I understand that that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, so then suddenly again I recognize that loving each other is an important aspect of what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants in this relationship. So then I'm going to find additional ways to actualize via haftal re'acha kamocha, even beyond those which are not required. So for example, remember, how do we understand via haftal re'acha kamocha? So as Hillel defines it, that which you do not want done unto you, do not do unto others. So that's the, we'll call it, that's the core definition of via haftal re'acha kamocha. Then taking it a step further requires me to go ahead and do positive things for my fellow Jew. Am I required to do that? Well, again, the mitzvah is don't do unto someone else that which you do not want done unto you. That's the basic core obligation. So again, a person who's just looking to check the boxes will do that. A chassid is someone who says, you know what? My God loves me to be good to other Jews. So I love my God back, and therefore I'm going to go above and beyond. That's what a chassid does. A chassid exceeds expectations. Yeli le'inayim, laharbos baze inyan, ulaharchiv also, becholat studin she'ucha ladon, sheritzono yisparech chafetz bo. I will go ahead and look for ways. Now that I know what Hashem likes in this world, I will look for additional ways in which to go ahead and serve my God. V'zeh nikra, oseh nachas ruach liyotzro. They both say, that's what it means, oseh nachas ruach. That's what it means, ultimately, to go ahead and give nachas to Hashem. I will say, by the way, think about this on a parental level. When does a parent get nachas from a child? Right? So remember again, a child wakes up in the morning, right, brushes their teeth, and puts on their clothing. So most parents, it's okay if your kid is four and does that on their own. Okay, incredible. If your kid is 11 and does that on their own, there's not really so much nachas from that. That's an expectation. When does nachas come? Nachas comes when a child exceeds expectations in whatever area of life that may be. Exceeding expectations creates nachas. It's the same exact idea in our relationship with Hashem. When does the Ribbono Shel Olam get nachas from me? Not when I live up to expectations, but when I exceed expectations. Ose nachas ruach yosro. And I will say again, the definition of exceeding expectations is that I go above and beyond that which I am commanded to do. Or, say a little bit differently, I look at mitzvos as an expression of divine intent and will. Now that I know what God wants of me, I have the ability to not only fulfill those expectations, but in merit Hashem, exceed those expectations because I now know what is important to my father. Nimtza, klal l'chasidus, therefore the Ramchal says, what is the essence of chasidus? Kiyum kalamitzas b'chalat stodim v'atinoim sherai v'she'efsher. So this is a pretty dramatic, definition. He says, so what is chasidus? Harchavas kiyum kalamitzas. It's an expansive fulfillment of mitzvos. What does it mean, an expansive fulfillment of mitzvos? B'chalat stodim, on all sides, t'noim, all elements, sherai v'she'efsher. That is possible, and possible and within reach. Meaning, there are two ways to fulfill a mitzvah. You could fulfill the mechanistic details of a particular mitzvah and do a great job. Okay, done. I've checked the box. I've done what I'm supposed to do. Or, I look at mitzvos as an expression of divine will and intent. Mitzvos represent the ideas, ideals, tenets that are important to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once I know that, I could build that out a little bit. Both in the performance of my actual mitzvos, and now that I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, so by definition, I can begin to do things that I'm not even commanded to do, but that I know are important to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like I said, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is such a good example of it, because the core obligation is do no harm. Right? That's the core obligation. Don't hurt another person. Don't visit hurt or harm upon someone else that you would not want visited upon yourself. That's the core obligation. But deep down, what does V'ahavta l'recha kamocha really mean? I know that Hashem wants us to love each other. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go above and beyond. I'm going to be mevater. Rosin Rabbi Nachman writes, Kedai lihios vatron. Rosin, the midah vatron is the hardest thing in the world. Midah vatron means a willingness to yield. Not everything has to go my way. And not everything has to be done the way that I want it to be done. There's an ability to yield. So now I know, by the way, being a vatron is important. Because if you're going to have any relationships with anyone, you have to learn how to yield. You can't always stand your ground. So this is there a mitzvah to be a vatron? Is it one of the 613 mitzvahs? No. But a chassid says, I understand Hashem wants me to create a construct of Yavta Chakamocha. So there's a whole bunch of behaviors that become associated with that, that I now have to inculcate within myself. V'in charoa, shachasid, what's that very interesting, this the parak ends. V'in charoa, shachasid, pishos. So this is interesting. I will say, if you notice, by the way, this is often a structure we find over and over in Mesilas Yesharim, that many of the midos are corollary principles or sister principles. So, for example, we had Zihiros and Zrizos, right? Zihiros was think before you act in order to avoid negative actions. Zrizos was act quickly to do good. So he suggests over here that Chasidos and Prishos are also sister concepts. Why? He says, Elisha Prishos Belavin, Fachasidus Ba'asin, Ushneim Inyan Echad, Shula Hosif Al Hamafurash. This is fascinating. What's Prishos? Prishos means going above and beyond, but in what area? In abstaining. I know that something's mutter. It's permissible, it's permitted to me. But I also know that if I enjoy this particular thing, what's going to happen? It could lead to overindulgence, and overindulgence puts me down a path that I don't want to go. So Precious says, in order to become the best version of myself, I'm going to go ahead and abstain from something that is technically mutter, but I know that it's not the right thing for me. What's Chasidus? Chasidus means, I know I'm not obligated to do this, but I also know that it's the Ratzon, it's the will of my Father. Embedded in the Ratzon of Hashem is that I should grow in this area, so I'm going to do it. So it's interesting. So what Precious is to negative behaviors or to abstaining, Chasidus is to dynamic, active behavior. They're corollary principles. He goes on, he says, Mashenucha ladun lefiyah mitzah mefureshes, she'enach hasurach lefanav yisparach, zeu gedir ha'chasidus ha'mili. So I just want to point out, with this we'll have to stop, but look what a full circle. Because remember again, how did Ramchal begin this chapter? This chapter began by with Ramchal discussing the incredible misconceptions and misunderstandings about what chasidus actually is. And how people think that, what is chassid? What does it mean to be a chassid, to be a pious individual? It means to kind of engage in these exaggerated displays of piety. Always davening, immersing in the snow, the freezing river, right? These ascetic type behaviors. Again, is there a place for that? Yeah. There may be a place for that, a time for that for particular individuals. But in general, that's not a mahalach in life. It's not an approach in life. So what does it mean to be a chassid? What it means to be a chassid is, I look at mitzvos not simply as mechanistic details that I'm obligated to fulfill and then I'm done. I look at mitzvos. Mitzvos are the way that Hashem communicates to me what's important to Him. Now that I know what's important to God, I could build on that. I go above and beyond, exceed expectations. Now Hashem, you told me what's important to you, I got it. Now I can go above and beyond, build on that, and in merits Hashem engage in other things which are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ata nevar chalokiv harashim. So we'll stop over for today. Mazel tov upon finishing Perek Yud Ches. Now that Ramchal says, now that we have the construct, now that we have our definition, in merits Hashem, in the next chapter, we will go ahead and build out the different parts of Chasidus. Shkoyach.